Welcome back to Unit 7, The Process of Writing, for the class Reading and Writing for College Students of the Christian Leaders Institute. My name is Sky Pike, and I'm going to be guiding you today, speaking about the last part of this unit of the process of writing, the exercise of writing. So we want to really dwell on the first two parts of this, the process of writing, the pre-writing and the drafting. So when you start to, in your pre-writing, you need to ask yourself the question about your literature. Who am I writing about? Who am I writing for? Who am I writing to? What am I writing about? How am I going to write about this? Where is this going to be read? Where is this going, this piece, if it's a novel, going to be set? When do I want it to be read? Is it only for the next few days? Is it for the next few years? Is it till the Lord comes back? If it's a novel, when is the time set? If it's a historical piece, when is the time set? And who am I writing to? And who am I writing about? And who am I writing for? All these are questions that we have to ask when we begin to write. And the thing to keep in mind when you're writing, as one of my old college professors said, is three things to keep in mind: audience, audience, audience. Who's the audience? Where's the audience going to be? And why are you writing to the audience? So the next step then is to get your idea from this asking and determining who, what, where, how, why, or when. You're going to come up with your primary idea for writing. And then you have to start and brainstorm. You know, you have to start sit and think, you know, put your thinking cap on and start thinking about all this. What in the process of writing, how your story is going to be, and at the same time gathering information that's going to be the data and the facts that you are going to write is going to become the fodder or the starting material for your written piece, whatever that may be. For instance, if it's a college research paper, you're going to, in a theology class for CLI, you are going to be gathering data from different, from the Bible, from different website sources, from different books, from maybe your pastor, maybe an elder in the church. Wherever you're getting the information from, you're going to be gathering that into place. And then you need to organize all of it into a mental map. Now we're going to practice with this right here. We're going to say that our main topic is safety for elderly people in the bedroom. That's our main topic. That's our primary idea. And now we're going to start to go into secondary ideas. So what are the secondary ideas here? Well, you can have sickness that causes them inconvenience. Maybe they're lonely because they stay alone. There's illnesses like diabetes and depression. Those are examples of sicknesses. What kind of elderly people are we dealing with? Are they the very, very aged? Are they people that have physical illness as well? Are they incapable of walking? What are the type of elderly we're going to be writing about? What about the family and friends? How do they play into this? Well, they're part of the external help solutions. What is the best environment or the atmosphere, the type of environment that safety for elderly require? How do family and friends fit into this? What more information do we need to be able to talk about this topic? What kind of furniture is best for them? Is it going to be, you know, a reachable headrobe, a panic button? What do we need? And so then we start to think on, so those are secondary ideas that all are going to be really focusing in on the primary idea. But now how are we going to connect these together? Well, if we're looking at external helps, we can see that one part of external helps is the people that will be helping. That's families and friends. Another part is going to be the environment and atmosphere that will be the healthiest for those and safest for those elderly people. Another part of that picture will be what type of furniture will they need? What type of bed will they need? What type of wardrobe or windows? What type of other safety accessories will they need? And of course, what are the other information that we need to understand this topic? This topic will be associated with the kind of elderly people we're dealing with, of course, but the kind of elderly people we're dealing with would also be a separate, secondary idea unto itself, because those who are physically able are going to be different than those who are physically unable, or disabled or mentally disabled, mentally with dementia. Those are going to be different types of things. What about the problems that are associated with getting around in the bedroom? The physical problems of the physical property of the bedroom itself, the room itself. Are we going to have problems because they have too many appliances? Are they going to have special implements in the room because of depression or diabetes that keeps them away? Is staying alone in this room going to be a problem for them? All these are those are the peripheral ideas. So we can see the main ideas here in purple and brown, whereas the peripheral ideas are more in the green and the pink things here. Another main idea is down here in the red that we can't really see what it is. So we start to arrange our writing into primary ideas that are supported by secondary ideas and the peripheral ideas that are going to support or enhance the main idea, that primary idea along with the secondary ideas that support the primary idea. Once we get that done, then we're going to begin the drafting process. Now remember, drafting, the thing you've got to do, we have to do, is to just do it. Sit down and start doing it. Get something down on paper. You'll be able to change that later once you get it down on paper, but get something down. And get it down in full sentences and full paragraphs. Don't get it down in half thoughts. Or if you do write something down in half thoughts, make sure that you finish it before you leave the paper that day. The sentences and paragraphs, remember, are composed of those, a noun, and for the sentence, a noun and a verb at least, with supporting clauses that may support the sentence. Paragraphs are going to be composed of a primary sentence, a main idea sentence, then with secondary sentences and ideas that support it. And then make sure to keep that flow of logic, that you keep those connectors and links in each of those, between each of those paragraphs. And many times you need them between sentences as well. Do you remember what those are? The connectors and links. Although, however, thus, contrary to make things, to clarify things more. Those are all connectors that help keep the flow of the writing for the reader as you're doing it, and also for you. It's going to help you connect the thoughts as you write them. Make sure that you insert those in there at this point. Now, when you go back to the next stage where you're revising, you may modify those connectors and links just as you modify the sentences and paragraphs, but you need to get some of them in there now to make sure that you have a rudimentary flow of thought going on. So here is the example of so here we go back to our diagram. Here's our main thought in the center. We got our secondary thoughts of external help solutions and problems of space and what kind of elderly we're dealing with. Those are going to become our secondary thoughts that support the primary idea, the primary thought. And then we've got these other peripheral ideas, overuse electrical sockets, diabetes, depression, physical illness, age, types of furniture, that are going to be the peripheral ideas that support the secondary ideas or give examples of or further clarify. So we could write something like this: the most common bedroom safety hazards are furniture, since bedrooms tend to have a lot of furniture for a small space. Additionally, as we get older, the need to go to the bathroom during the night increases, which also increases the risk of falls. Here are some tips to help make the bedroom safer for the person in your care. Getting in and out of bed can be difficult if the older adult in your care is unsteady, as there is usually nothing secure and safe to hold onto besides the bed. If bed transfers or repositioning in the bed is a concern, then consult with a healthcare professional to determine if adaptive devices such as floor-to-ceiling poles or bed rails that attach to the bed are appropriate measures to maximize safety. So here we see the most common, the main idea is the most common bedroom safety hazards are furniture, because bedrooms are furniture. That's the main idea. Then we have a secondary supporting that. Bedrooms tend to be small in space but have a lot of furniture. And then supporting that as well is, as we get older, the hazards of the furniture are going to increase because we might trip over them at night when we get up to go to the bathroom. Then finally, there is the peripheral ideas, which are really stated well here by tips to make the bedroom safer for the person in your care. And then we get individual tips of how to do that. Make sure there's something to hold on to the bed. That's a secondary idea. That's a primary idea. The secondary idea is because getting in and out of bed is difficult. The primary idea being, make sure that there's something safe to hold on the bed. The other part is you need to consult with a professional. That's the second idea. If you're going to move your person in your care around in the bed or back and forth between the bed. And then supporting that are the ideas that there are adaptive devices such as floor-to-ceiling poles, bed rails, and other things that are going to be able to maximize safety. So we have the main idea basically in the first sentence. We have secondary supporting ideas. We have peripheral ideas underneath, but in the peripheral ideas, we also have some more primary and secondary statements within those peripheral ideas that are being utilized. So this is one way that you can organize. You always are being considering what is your primary idea, what's your secondary idea, what's your peripheral idea, what are the primary or main statements, then what are the secondary statements, and what are the supporting statements, that peripheral statements that are supporting the primary and secondary statements. So I hope as you're writing that you will be cognitive of the way that you write when you do your pre-writing stage and when you do your rough draft stage, that you will keep in mind that you have to have those primary ideas, secondary ideas, and peripheral ideas, and that even within each of those, you can have primary statements, secondary statements, and peripheral statements. You will be using this in the classes here for Christian Leaders Institute, and we know that you will be using these skills for the rest of your life and whatever you do. We also, if you're writing, especially if you're writing something about the Bible, it is best if you use these skills to the best of your ability, because then that will make others see our Lord God more clearly in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it will encourage them to be followers of Christ more today than what they were yesterday. So, thank you for being here with me. I will tell you goodbye. for now, and we will start with unit 8 next time. God bless.